Today's Gospel gives us the summary of all the disputes that we have heard so far in chapter 11 of Luke. And these disputes are summed up by this key phrase near the end of the Gospel. Alas for you lawyers who have taken away the key of knowledge. You have not gone in yourselves and have prevented others going in who wanted to. In this attack on the Pharisees and on the lawyers and on the scribes, Jesus is placing in front of them a very clear and pertinent warning. The warning is that they are turning the institution of religion, the necessary institution of religion, into a burden for the content of faith. The content of faith, of the Jewish faith that Jesus was a part of, and the content that we ourselves have inherited through Jesus' ministry, death, and resurrection, has to do with the freedom from slavery and a freedom for community and for God. And that freedom is an exploration, that freedom is an adventure. That freedom, to a great extent, is uncharted territory between us being set free and between us arriving at the eternal destination of the fullness of life and liberation. Our lives, this journey, is uncharted territory. But when the institution which is to support this adventure through uncharted territory starts giving us such clear charts that we can't get to our destination, then there is a problem. If we can't get to the experience of the destination which is being offered to us even while we are on the journey. The paradigm is Israel's Exodus journey, where even on that journey in the wilderness, they are fed with the future bread, the manna. They are fed with the future plenty, the flights of birds which nourish them with meat on their journey. They are fed and nourished by the water, the sprouts in the most inhospitable places, giving them an insight and an experience to the ever-flowing streams of the Upper Jordan and the fertility of the Jordan Valley and its upper reaches. So even on the journey, one has an experience of the fulfillment of the end. But when the religious institution hands us such a clear map that we keep on missing these moments of fulfillment, then there is a problem, as there was the problem in Jesus' time, and as we can make so many parallels to our own time. But here let us not look towards the fault of others. Let us look at our own attitudes and in our own approach to people. Faith, the journey through the uncharted territory of each person's life experience, for that territory will happen only once with the uniqueness of every individual. There is no real chart. Yes, there's a description of our starting point, and yes, there's a description of the glorious end to which we are called. And yes, there is the support for the journey, but that support sends us into the uncharted territory of each and every human life, of our lives, and of the lives of our brothers and sisters, with whom we form the community of faith, the Christian community. And the lawyers are accused of throwing away the key of knowledge, accused of being too frightened to enter into uncharted territory, accused of clinging to maps of somebody else's life journey that cannot lead this group, this time, and this person to find those moments of nourishment, those moments of refreshment, which give them the joy of the destination, the joy of the land of promise, the joy of heaven, the joy of life eternal, the joy of union with God. Yes, maps are useful. However, they do not describe the destination. The maps of faith cannot describe a destination which we ourselves cannot describe but accept in faith as a gift from God, as a gift beyond our description, as a gift beyond our experience of our physical and temporal lives as they are at the moment. And so what the lawyers do, because they live in a certain fear of the unknown, is clinging to the known, clinging to rigid maps of other people's experience, and never unlocking their own relationship with God, their own experience of God, an experience which is supported by the law, but in which the actual path for me is not fully described. I have to tread it in faith. I have to tread it in anticipation of those moments of nourishment and of grace and of refreshment that will come our way. The lawyers did not want others to go on this adventure. They were afraid of it themselves. So they describe the content of faith in terms of structure and in terms of responsibility towards the institution of religion, rather than as an openness to taking the hand of our fellow pilgrim in confidence and with the support that for us as Christians the sacraments give us. The sacraments support us on the journey, as the law and the practices of the law should have supported and nourished the people of Israel on their continual journey into the promises of God. The Promised Land is simply yet another staging post of the experience of the future in the now, the experience of the plenitude of God, fullness of God in the now. Yet it is an experience that we have while on the journey, for only when this journey is laid aside, when time and mortality and this physical universe ceases for us, will we come and draw close to the fulfillment of our lives, to entering the true place of promise. We are on a journey supported by the manifestations of faith which form a part of religion. And we too need to avoid burdening others with the institutions of religion, with the roadmaps of other people's journeys. And if our faith is real, our trust in God's work in the life of others must also be real. Yes, we give guidance and we give support to our fellow pilgrims, but we cannot hand them a clear and unambiguous map, because my map is an adventure, your map is an adventure. The map of the greatest sinner is the adventured unknown, and we need to respect that and we need to realize that. As Jesus was trying to lead the Pharisees and the scribes to realize that through this system of dispute, through the system of argumentation, which was part of the rabbinical tradition. He uses that rabbinical tradition to unlock for the Pharisees and for the scribes and the lawyers the path to knowledge, trying to set them free for their adventure. But what they wish to do is to stop Jesus' adventure dead. We are offered the key to an adventure, and we are offered the same key for each other's adventure. Are we unlocking? Amen.